Let's say you're one of the 904 residents of Warren, New Hampshire. Let's say you get sick. Maybe you just started on a new prescription and are having unwanted side effects.
Today they have one of two options. They either do without or they have to travel, 45 miles to our Littleton, New Hampshire office to receive that consultative services.
That's Sean Tester, who runs the day-to-day operations at Amonoosuc Community Health Services. They have 5 primary care clinics in Grafton and Southern Coos County.
By using the technology, now we can offer them one more option.
That new option is called telemedicine. Doctors can use a high-speed private internet connection to virtually meet with patients. They can also share medical records, x-rays, and MRIs. This week, telemedicine in New Hampshire is getting a big boost. Something called the New England Telehealth Consortium, better known as NETC, is finally going online. And Sean Tester is psyched.
We've been waiting 4 years for this, and all of a sudden it's happening. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Here's what's got Tester so excited. 400 or so health providers across Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine are getting connected electronically. Along with a fast way to share medical data, NETC will also give rural providers a way to connect with specialists in bigger hospitals. And the need is there, says Dr. Sarah Pletcher with Dartmouth Hitchcock.
We have exactly one stroke center in all of the state of New Hampshire. And in that stroke center, there's exactly one stroke-trained neurologist.
Telemedicine allows that neurologist to view CAT scans, talk with a patient via video screen, and recommend treatment until the patient can physically meet with a specialist. A few North Country practices already do some small-scale telemedicine. Rather than spending hours in a car, a patient can link up with, say, a psychiatrist through a screen at their local health center. But Sean Tester with Amonoosuc says this isn't the type of upgrade most small doctors' offices can afford on their own.
The technology's out there. The technology works. We can do this stuff today. But what you found is for small rural health providers, it's been cost prohibitive for us to kind of join the party.
NETC lowers that bar by giving providers a steep discount on the hardware and fiber optic connections. It's funded by a $24 million grant from the Federal Communications Commission. Jim Rogers helped launch the project back in 2007.
It's been extremely frustrating that it's taken so long. We really thought that we would get this off the ground in about 2 years.
The delays were caused by some arduous rules and bureaucracy in Washington. Kim Mohan with the Northeast Telehealth Resource Center helps rural providers implement this type of technology. She thinks this is just the beginning.
If somebody can see their psychiatrist through telemedicine, it makes them start to wonder, what other services could I get more locally? Could I see my eye doctor? Could I check in around a primary care issue? Could I do my post-operation consultation by video instead of driving back down to Boston from Berlin?
That saves time and money, but is there a cost if doctors and patients don't meet face-to-face? Dr. Sarah Pletcher from Dartmouth Hitchcock.
I do worry about that. There is something lost, certainly, and, you know, nothing can take the place of an in-person encounter.
But for patients in places like Warren, New Hampshire, Pletcher sees NETC as a powerful new tool that can help bridge a gap in care. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.